When a group of 20-something theater professionals spearheaded by David Turner, Martha Banta, and David King decided to found a summer theater in 1994, they wanted to take the road less traveled and focus on new work. Each summer, Adirondack Theater Festival produces a six-week season of theater for an audience of more than 6,000 using professional artists from New York City and across the country. Well, their 2016 season begins next month. Chad Rabinowitz is with us. He's the producing artistic director of ATF and is with us now for a preview of their very, very cool season. Chad, welcome to the program. Hey. Very nice to have you on the program.
Thank you for having me.
So when we, let's see, last year, let me try to get all of this in my mind. Last okay. year, you had just started the job.
Yeah, that was my first summer season, yeah.
So how did it go?
I think it went well. The numbers are great. We had, in the year prior, there was 5,700 attendees, but last year we had 8,400 people come. It was a record attendance. We broke all kinds of box office records, and man, we had a lot of fun.
Okay, so do you know why that happened? I mean, it was like, oh, because we did this show, or because we did that, or is it just everything came together?
We just seemed to have one hit after another. I mean, all of our shows that we started last summer are all moving on to New York City. Off-Broadway, we've got Broadway potential. We've one of our shows was just published a couple weeks ago by the largest publishing company in the theater industry. So we had a lot of that. We had a lot of buzz going around and bigger marketing. And it was just kind of the perfect summer.
And then you have to follow it up.
the day after that season ended, I swear, so many people came up to me and said, "So, how are you going to top that?"
Yeah. Now what?
And what I'm so excited about is, honestly, like 100% honesty, this is an even better season.
Okay, so let's talk about what's going on over the next couple of weeks. It all begins June 21st. Am I right on
June
that?
June 21st, first preview. June 22nd is opening night.
Excellent. And this is Island Song. This is a musical and a thriller. Is that correct?
Well, I'd say it's thrilling. It's not a thriller.
Okay.
It is unlike anything you've ever seen before or heard. I'm telling you, the music for this is just incredible. It's about five young New Yorkers struggling to survive in New York City, in a place that can feel so overwhelming, but somehow in all that chaos, we always find a way to be interconnected as people.
And who put this together?
It's written by Karner and Gregor, an acclaimed songwriting duo. And what's super cool, Sam Karner, who wrote the book for the show, recently won the Kleban Prize. Now, the Kleban Prize is a $100,000 prize given to one person each year who is the most promising musical theater writer. And, you know, he is it. This is it. This show's
That's great. And did this particular work have anything to do with that award, or is it a body of work?
I think it was a body of work and is specifically a different show. Now, this show itself is comprised of songs from a lot of Karner and Gregor's cabaret work that have been sung all over the globe, even in Antarctica, in Paris, in London, in New York, all over America, and even in Japan. But the world premiere, the only place you can see it in the world, is right in Glens Falls.
The Adirondack Theater Festival. Island Song runs June 21st through the 2nd of July. And then July 12th, you open up a great comedy, and it's a comedy of manners, and manners is spelled M-A-N-O-R-S.
Yeah, that'll look better in writing than
it
on
will.
The radio.
It works. It looks really cute in writing. You're right. It looks really great on the poster.
But yeah, that is our big comedy. There's no better way to spend the summer. I like to call this one Downton Abbey meets Noises Off.
I like that.
Right?
Yeah.
It sells it right away. But it really does describe it. It's a laugh out loud every single second type farce. Usually in farces, I read so many and they take the whole first act and then the second act is violently funny. This thing is from the beginning. It's hysterical about a family living in an expensive English manor. They end up owing a whole lot of money and have to come up with a creative plan in order to save from losing their home. And of course, there's a whole boatload of mistaken identities, and cats are hunted, paintings destroyed, and there might even be a murder, all so they can keep from losing their manor.
a comedy of manners, and it runs July 12th through the 22nd. And then just a few days later, you have another musical, which is Home, which runs through August 5th.
Yeah, man, we got to put more time in between those. That's, yeah, they change over quickly. Home is, you know, for me, it's just, rarely do you read a play. And again, all of these are being read because they've not been produced before. So when I see it on the page, I don't usually get moved to tears like this show. I mean, it's everyone I've given it to, everyone on the team can't wait for this production because it's so cathartic. It's so intimate and touching, a story about a daughter who returns home after 9 years to finally see her hypochondriac mother and her latest fake illness. And as she walks into the home, room seems to have a different story. Every corner of the house holds another recollection, and it seems that those memories become alive before her eyes, and so we get to intermingle with the past and the present, and as they try to reconnect again, and we learn what does it mean to grow up, and I can't wait. It's the best thing I can tell you about that. Man, it's good.
Yeah, that sounds beautiful and powerful.
It's a four women musical, and it is entertaining. It's funny too. It's light, and it's just a sweet story.
This past Sunday, Saturday and Sunday, but Sunday I was in New York, and I was seeing a bunch of shows, one of them being School of Rock.
Yeah.
At the Winter Garden Theater, and there's a young man in this show by the name of Alex Brightman. He is the star of the show. In fact, he has been nominated for a Tony Award for his work, which is just tremendous. And I was reading in his bio that he has written this show called Everything in Its Place, The Life and Slimes of Mark Summers. Mark Summers, who is also very well known as the guy who was on Nickelodeon and the Double Dare show for so long.
Yeah.
And I looked at that and I said, oh, that's coming to the Adirondack Theater Festival. How cool is that? So how did that come together?
Oh, man, Alex and I and his writing partner, Drew Gasparini, worked on another show about a year and a half ago that they had written, directed, called Make Me Bad. Really got along well. And it was actually during that time that he had to leave that production, our rehearsal, and fly to go see Andrew Lloyd Webber for a final audition for School of Rock at that time. And we've been collaborating on this script for about a year and a half now, and it is unlike anything you've seen.
Now, I remember reading, Mark has been on the show, Mark Summers, and he has an amazing story in that here's a guy who basically has made his career of being a kid show host where they throw slime on him and they do all this stuff. Meanwhile, the poor guy has OCD.
Yeah.
I mean, and that just shows what we do in the stupid business.
Right?
So right there, it's a great story.
It grows from that because I don't know if you remember, but his catchphrase has always been "take the physical challenge."
Yes,
right. And here's a guy who then took that physical challenge with OCD. He's overcome cancer. He got in a car crash in a cab. Yeah,
yeah,
broke every bone in his face. He's overcome so much. And this is his story about how he's been there. He's reinvented his career multiple times. He's the executive producer on Restaurant Impossible right now.
Yep.
Hosted Unwrapped. So he's more than just a TV celebrity. He's an icon for a whole generation, for people like me who grew up wanting to, dreamed of being on Double Dare.
And he will star in the show.
And it is Mark telling his own story. And it's what I love about this is, man, I usually hate one-man shows, and this is your anti-one-man show. I'm telling you, it is nothing. If you don't like, this is the show. I'm telling you, you've never been this entertained.
Love that you hate one-man shows.
I can't stand
it. Why is that?
Because
I don't disagree with you. Just why is that?
Well, I'll preface this by, I love Fully Committed, which started at ATF and is on Broadway right now.
Yes.
But it just,
Jesse Tyler Ferguson.
Yeah.
For those of you who haven't seen it.
Sometimes when it's like someone playing, I'm Tennessee Williams and I'm going to pretend to be this forever. And I'm, oftentimes I'm just like, when's the second person coming? Just have a dialogue. This would be a lot better if someone else would talk.
Talk to somebody else.
We call this our one-and-a-half-man show. I won't ruin anything for you, but there's a lot that goes on in it. We actually play Double Dare in the show. There's games, there's prizes, there's music, there's magic. It's a whole roller coaster ride, and it's moving.
Will Alex be up for this, or does he?
Oh yeah, he'll definitely be up. All of our playwrights come in and
do their thing,
and yeah. So because we're continually writing and rewriting, he'll come in, see some rehearsals, and then make some changes.
Go back to the day job.
Yeah, he'll see the audience reaction for the shows, and then we'll write because we're working on taking this into the city as well, and so. This is our opportunity to see what we have and to make changes based on our audience's reactions.
We have a couple of minutes left, and there's two other things I want to talk about. One is your PB&J Cafe Dinner Theater for Kids, and this goes July 5th through the 21st, a good part of your season. That sounds like a lot of fun. Did you do that last year?
Last year was our first year.
Yeah.
I don't know anyone around who does a dinner theater for kids, and it just seemed like such a cool notion. Kids get to... order from the cast of characters. They participate in a pre-show art activity. They dine while watching the live theater experience. This year's Stuart Little. And then they go home with autographs from their favorite actors.
That's great. That sounds a lot of fun. And roughly what ages are you targeting
12
here?
And under.
That's really nice. And then there's the reading series. Tell us about the staged reading series.
That's, again, where we always develop a new work production stage, and that's called 30-Day Mourning Period, or the revolution that occurred when Mr. Clyburn killed himself and thus was unable to come into work Thursday morning. Best title ever. I liked it. This
one. And you remember it.
I know, right?
That's great.
This is my job. It's best described as the Office meets Game of Thrones. How's that for a tagline? So it's a chance to hear the reading of major actors doing an incredible new play, and hopefully it'll come to production down the line.
And last but certainly not least, the Cabaret series.
Well, and this one's big because we've got not only Karner and Gregor doing their work, the composers of Island Song, doing other songs of theirs with Broadway singers, but we have Uncivil War coming back. Now, the Uncivil War was our smash hit last year. It's headed to either Off-Broadway or Broadway, we're not sure yet, in the coming year. I just got notification this morning. We've added another Tony Award winner to this cast. And based on the audience's reactions from last year's shows, they've rewritten it, added two new songs, new scenes, and now they've asked to come back to our audience and to show them and say, hey, what do we have again? And this is what I love about ATF and what defines who we are. What you see at ATF, you can't see anywhere else in the world. And your reaction matters.
Is everything going to be taking place at the Charles Wood Theater?
Charles Wood Theater, yep.
Right on Glen Street in Glens Falls.
That's exactly right.
It's a wonderful season. You can check it out by going to atfestival.org. Atfestival.org. That link will be posted along with this interview with Chad at wamc.org/roundtable. But again, it's atfestival.org. Chad, thank you very much for being with us. It's a great pleasure to have you on the program. It sounds like a marvelous season, and I wish you all the luck in the world with it.
Thank you. I hope we live up to expectations and top and top
last
year.
I know you will. No problem there. Chad Rabinowitz is the producing artistic director of ATF, and again, thank you very much. You can find out more by going to atfestival.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.